4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm Austin bound, get my feelings checked at the door.
That's right, Texas has its own community-run Linux Fest on April 10th, 2010 in Austin, Texas. Go to texaslinuxfest.org for details. And remember, get your Linux on.
I'm Austin bound, get my eyes set on the price. The time is
1, 2, 3.
Texas rules! Texas rules! Texas rules! Texas rules!
Thank you.
Showtime!
It's the Linux and Tech Show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that are Lincoln bad. For the stream link, go direct to DLNTS.org. And the IC channel is LinuxLink.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the cast is just about to begin.
Alright, welcome to episode 338. 338? Is it 338? Welcome Joel and his family. And
I can change the pattern. I can only change the pattern so much.
Do you remember Hatchie Malachi? You remember Hatchie Malachi, Pat?
Who?
Hatchie Malachi.
Who the hell's Hatchie Malachi?
Hatchie Malachi was on...
Hanna-Barbera character?
No. It was a TV show for children, kind of like... No! There was like Romper Room. I'm thinking of Romper Room, though. Not Hatchie Malachi, but Romper Room. Where at the end, she'd hold up the mirror and say, I see Johnny, and then... Well, I see Chad, and I see Pat, and I see Link, and I see Joel, and I see Davey, and I see 330...
And I see ass.
Joel's family.
This is definitely a romper room today.
Remember me?
And I forgot Alan.
you don't see me.
I see Alan. I see you, Alan. All right, gentlemen.
How's your voice go tonight?
We were starting to beat the topic to death before. Might as well just bring out the elephant in the room.
The iPad.
Nothing like a good BSD based
giant iPod Touch. Nothing more.
So is the extra large version the MaxiPad?
That's what I was going to ask. That's the 27 inch one, huh?
Yeah, the really big one, the MaxiPad. Extra absorbency.
Gosh.
For light days, it's kind of
hard. You know what, though? For all intents and purposes, I still want one just because I want to hack it.
You can't hack it.
Sure you can.
They're going to brick it up.
It'll be jailbroke within 5 days, I guarantee you.
So let me ask you, if you got a smartphone, okay, and you got a netbook, and you got a laptop, why the fuck do you need this thing?
Well,
so that the yuppies down the street love you.
To be honest, you probably don't need it, right?
For the ladies.
It's shiny.
Actually, I can think of a good reason to actually have one in my case.
Why?
And that is
you hate
because
freedom?
Because
that's right.
I have a very, very difficult time getting internet access on the train. And, like, I'm train bound for 2 hours a day, right?
You want something to do.
Now, I can purchase... some like what do they call it? Wi-Fi things.
Yeah,
man.
I can get that through my provider for $40 a month. Like I have to buy it. Here's the deal. It's $40 extra. Plus I have to buy the device. Plus I have to sign a 2-year contract.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Which is a really suck deal. The Apple iPad.
Do you have to give a testicle too?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. A testicle and your firstborn. Now, with the iPad, if you bought an iPad, you through AT&T to get their service,
Wi-Fi
one month of services. we're getting some...
$30 unlimited, I think.
Yeah, it's nuts. $30 unlimited or $15 a month, which is a really great deal. And there's no contract.
Right.
Now, I'm getting a little feedback here, guys. You
Who's echoing?
Yeah, I was going to say, somebody's echoing real bad there.
There we go. That's
is Kajari on here?
No, nah, it's still... We're still echoing.
Somebody turn
but yeah, so, you know, it almost works out to where the iPad is more economical for me to have internet access wherever I go than, you know, having a cell phone.
And you have to admit, it looks really darn sweet, too.
I wasn't too impressed with the way it looked. Looks like a picture frame.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Actually, that's kind of one of the things I would use it for at work, anyway. When I was actually doing things, I would have pictures flipping back and forth on it. Yeah, and I actually, they bring a really kind of a really neat idea with that keyboard dock. I like the idea of that. That kind of brings back memories of the HP TC-1100, where basically it was a slate Windows PC, and you just drop it in a little dock.
Yeah, but it's just a Bluetooth keyboard, though.
No, it's not Bluetooth. It's just it's a physical connection. Yeah. It's a dock. It's an iPod dock with the keyboard.
I was reading earlier. It's just a Bluetooth. It's a dock, yes, but the keyboard doesn't actually connect to it. It's
really?
Bluetooth.
Really?
Huh.
I believe that was on Engadget earlier.
Yeah, it's a Bluetooth keyboard.
It's still cool.
Well, that's just asinine.
Wait, I've only seen a few pictures of it. I know absolutely nothing about it except a few things I read on Ars Technica. Is this a keyboard that you're talking about? Is it a standalone keyboard or is it part of the system?
It's a standalone accessory. You buy their dock.
Right, you have to buy it.
Oh, it's an add-on.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's finally allowing add-ons to his stuff.
Well, you know,
it's something. It's like if you have an office, you leave this in your office, and when you bring that in, you just plop it on, and you can actually use it as a computer because it acts like, you know, like a laptop dock.
Does it have USB ports on it?
That's what I want to know.
No, it doesn't.
You can see them. You can see them on the side of it.
Does it have
a port? Not USB ports. If you actually look on Apple.com, they're actually, I don't know what they are. There's at least one dock connector.
30-pin connector.
Right.
So if you want to buy, get a USB out or a camera or anything hooked up to it, on it, you've got to buy one of their little adapters to plug in.
So there's no TV,
no USB ports.
No.
Well, no, but you can plug a camera into it supposedly, but like because they're selling it as a camera. You look on their website.
How do you plug a camera into it?
Well, I don't know. Like I said, they're selling the adapters as the camera. Oh, let me find it here.
Well, the thing about
Alan, give
this
us
is,
the
right,
news that we crave.
The thing that sucks about this the most, right, is this thing still needs to hook up to a computer to transfer all your crap, just like an iPod. It's not a standalone device. You still have to tether it to a computer.
Occasionally.
How do you tether it to a computer if it doesn't have like a USB port? Is there a dock for it?
The dock connector
at the other end.
Probably.
It's a female.
It's the 30-pin connector on the end, like an iPod.
Right. It actually looks like it might have two of those.
What I was getting at before is I was just wondering. I mean, obviously, this keyboard isn't going to be like $19 now, is it?
More like 50 or 60.
So it's a 50 or 60.
I wouldn't dwell on the keyboard, dude.
It's a $50 or $60 keyboard, but you can't plug like a USB keyboard into it.
No.
Nah.
But you could use a Bluetooth one with it.
It's got to be Apple certified, and you have to actually have Steve Jobs on the bottom of it before it works.
Is it multitasking?
Bluetooth?
Can you run more than one thing on it at once?
No, it doesn't.
No.
If the Kamaji was better,
iPod Touch.
Yeah.
The USB
and really
SD adapters are billed as the camera connection kit.
Mm.
And that'll give you an SD card slot and a USB port.
You got to pay extra for SD card slot?
Yep. You got to pay extra for everything. And you think
it's
box stretcher?
Apple. They nickel and dime you to death, man.
That's right, man. It's $499 for the 16-gigabyte version with Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi plus 3G, $629.
and those prices go up to you get the 64 gigabyte version, which is $829 for Wi-Fi plus 3G.
And there's no contract on the 3G.
At that point, you just spend another $100 and you buy the MacBook.
But
yeah,
you know, can you watch
Hulu videos on this thing?
No, you can't. There's no flash.
No, I loved it in the demo. During the demo, he went to a website that required flash and had the little Lego piece that says, "Ha ha, you ain't got no flash."
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you say about that?
Somebody's losing their job tonight on that one.
Big old blank spot with a Lego piece in the middle.
So what did he say when that happened?
I don't think he said anything.
But it does QuickTime, right?
The thing is online already. So you can actually watch it. It's online already.
Who does?
So what network? So what network are they offering the service with? AT&T.
AT&T.
Yeah. Of course.
Uh huh.
That means it doesn't work in New York or San Francisco.
Or any big city
anywhere.
Where AT&T is.
Yeah, any big city. Yeah.
Where there's hundreds of millions of iPods and iPhones. I don't care. I still kind of want one. I still think it's kind of cool.
Why would you guys say that AT&T doesn't work in any big city?
Because it doesn't.
I think
the 3G
only
that
it has
work.
Problems with is like New York.
Best, it's the best carrier that you could get in Philadelphia.
That's because Philadelphia's not a
big
city.
Yeah, that's a small market.
Right.
Small market, yeah.
Little tiny.
Pussies. You know what? The AT&T crap over here don't work. I keep getting drop calls all the time.
I can't even use AT&T. It doesn't exist here.
Hey Dan, answer your personal message.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, but the thing is, though, is that what might be similar to this is the what was used to be called the Crunch Pad. The Juju Pad,
the Juju.
I think it's called.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind having one of those instead, but I'm not too sure if that one's actually going to come to market. We know the iPad will.
Isn't HP coming out with an Android tablet pretty soon?
Yeah, there's going to be a whole flux
Lenovo
of things coming out with the new Chromium OS, well, Chrome OS on it. That's what I'm interested in.
I don't want Chrome OS.
Yeah, I don't want Chrome OS.
Joke.
I'd rather have Android, man. Android
no, but the thing is if it runs Chrome OS, then it's completely Linux compatible. You're going to have a bunch of hardware coming out that's completely, you know, Ubuntu compatible, which is what they're building it on top of anyway.
So what other tablets are out there besides this thing? I mean, you know,
the
lap dogs in the media, you know, are creaming themselves and fawning, you know. But honestly, what other devices out there that might compare to this?
Well, there's the Arcos 5 and the Arcos 7. Yeah, there's that. The Arcos 5 and the Arcos 7. The TouchBook.
What's that one that's coming out that has the bottom, is like a regular laptop and the top is...
Oh, Lenovo U1.
Yeah, that's... And that runs the tablet part runs Linux the tablet part runs Linux and the bottom part is Windows or something like that.
Yeah.
What does the tablet part run again?
It's a pain in the ass if you're running on Fedora
Linux.
On the laptop part.
Oh.
And then something else on the tablet part. Because you go to hook them together and it would just be like this weird Linux on top of Linux thing.
Right.
Well, the thing is, the price point's way higher too. There is no device like this that is this cheap.
Right.
The always innovating TouchBook, $299.
It's a little floppy
it's
though.
It's the same though.
It's a lot thicker.
It's not the same. It's a lot better. It's an open device.
And it runs Ubuntu.
But given that, I mean. A lot of comments I've heard about this is this glorified iPod Touch.
It's a giant one. Yep.
For like old people, basically, who can't see.
Or
any
giant.
It's like those big remotes with the big giant buttons, you know.
It's like a Fisher Price iPod Touch.
1024x768. Nice resolution. Full screen. web browser. No Flash.
This is fantastic for people who want to watch media on iTunes and who want to read books.
You can't
on extremely nice.
iTunes. I thought for a second there
you
said
YouTube.
That's
pretty much it. Yeah, I think that's it. Chad nailed it.
And that's the big thing here. They are directly competing with things like the Kindle and the Nook.
I disagree with that.
That's the
price
point.
It's a different device. You can read ebooks on it,
but they're still competing
with
it directly,
and making it better.
Right. But the reading off of a e-ink display is much different than reading off of this. This will kill your eyes. I can read
please.
My Kindle
for
little
hours. I read on my iPod Touch all the time,
market.
Dude. That's a load of crap.
I know.
You're never going to sell me on that, because I've had both, and I read on just a regular screen all the time, and it doesn't kill my eyes.
Well, Gorkon's eyes have been ruined by years of some activity that causes blindness, though.
Which links
no,
to
in fact, I stare at a screen for 8 hours a day, too.
You say that, too. Whatever makes you comfortable.
Or longer.
Yes. Alan actually found a funny
like
spoof of it on Mad TV from a few years ago. The iPad.
Yeah, that was floating around. I saw that one of... That was like, that was exact. 2006, I think that was out from.
The funny part about that is Apple's actually suing Mad TV, even though they're no longer in production for that.
Yeah. Are you freaking for real?
No, I'm not. I made that up.
You know what's sad? It's very possible.
You know what, though? The only good thing that's going to really come out about this is any of the ARM sites that are running Android or whatever, they're going to have to step it up, because the interface I've seen on the Arcos, I just do not like. The Arcos tablets don't have the Android marketplace. Android
is Dell supposed to be coming out with the tablet? Joel?
I thought so.
Yeah.
But you see, the thing is, the interface I use on my G1, I just don't think it would scale very well to a bigger screen like this. You know what I mean? It doesn't seem like it will.
I agree with you. Unfortunately, I don't think anything compares to this right now.
No.
Apple's first to market again, and it pisses me off.
Yeah.
Here we go. I found a good link of other devices from other vendors, tablet type devices.
You guys don't like the Touch Book?
I heard it's
slow. How much does the Touch Book cost?
$399.
Holy cow! The Vega.
Thanks for the Touch Book.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Check out that link, that VentureBeat link I put in the IRC. It has a listing of all the different other devices that are coming out. They've got this one called the ICD Vega. It's huge, man. It has an NVIDIA Tegra 250 mobile processor. Does full 1080p.
See, the Tegra's going to make a difference. The Tegra's going to make a big difference, I think.
That thing's enormous, man. Look at that thing. ICD Vega. And there you go, there's the Dell 5-inch one.
Claudio just said in IRC that the iPad doesn't multitask.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It's stupid.
Doesn't multitask, doesn't do Flash.
Nope.
Right. That's you can it? Run one application at a time.
Which is why it's just a big iPod Touch.
No, Dave Yates, it's not crap. It's elegant crap.
Well, yeah, okay, I'll give you that.
It's a solid gold turd. And costs as much, too.
The multitask doesn't bother me as much as the no flash. I mean, with a device like that, you want to watch media on it.
Well, you know what bugs
Hulu.
Me about that? Like,
Netflix.
Okay, I can see how multitask would
not
be a big issue.
They don't make money off of Hulu, that's why.
That's right,
exactly.
I can see how multitask would not be a big issue if you, like, do everything from one application. Like for me, I get my email from one application. I view... Identica and stuff from another application, IM from a third application, IRC from a fourth, and I got a web browser. So that's four applications right there that I like to run on a continuous basis. I couldn't do that. on an iPod.
But on this on this type of device, they make it easy for you to switch back and forth between those things. Without it seems seamless anyway. It's not like with so little real estate on a 9.7 inch screen. It's not like you're going to have all four of those things open and looking at them at the same time all the time anyway.
I do it all the time. My netbook, you know, everything's the size of a postage stamp. That's okay.
No, this would be good for though, don't you? This would be a great comic book reader platform.
And a remote.
It would. It really would. It would beat the Nokia
with
for
the
sure.
Codex on it.
Well, you know what? There's a problem with that, though. And 330 had mentioned this to me, that you are restricted to what? Apple-only certified applications? How would an independent developer easily get something like that on there without having to pay some kind of Apple?
They get asked by Apple.
If you don't, you got to pay the money.
You got to pay the man.
Was it like $125 or something?
Well, first you have to buy the
developer kit. It's outrageously expensive, isn't it?
330 fell, I think.
I don't know.
Okay, so when you say it doesn't do multitasking, that means it does. You can have multiple applications running at the same time, but you can only have one that is.
No, if it's still doing the same as my iPhone, every time you hit the home key to change to an application, it shut down the application that was running. The only things that ran in the background was the phone itself.
Well, see, now I find that, again, like a problem. Like, I couldn't keep up with IRC or IM because it would shut it down.
Yeah, because it would shut it down, and then when
you
fired it back up again, you'd
problem?
Have to log back in and start over again.
No, I'm just saying the way the interface is designed, it seems seamless. It's
yeah,
not quite as bad as you may think.
But what I'm saying
is seamless to do. But like I said, it shut.
It
if you're running
too.
An application or a web browser, you start over from the beginning when you close it out.
Right, you do.
Nothing
stays
the
only
in the
exception
background.
To that, I believe, is email. Correct me if I'm wrong, Alan. Doesn't your email,
email and the,
check
and the
anyway?
Phone? Yeah. Yeah.
And SMS, right?
Well, yeah, that's considered the phone function. Yeah, that's
right. Listen, guys. Bottom line is this, right? No matter what happens, this invention of Apple's is absolutely Listen. It's an absolutely brilliant for everybody else, and I'm going to tell you why. The reason why is there's going to be a billion manufacturers now going to be trying to come up with something similar, and that's only going to benefit us. Right, but it's only they're going to get better now, though, because now they
have
a standard to point themselves at. And it's going to benefit us as the consumer because they're going to have to use Linux. That's how they're going to get away with doing. And they're going to make more fully featured devices. And it may even prompt some of the cell companies to lower some of their data plan prices to compete with AT&T. And that's just going to help us all the way around. You know what I mean? I may not want the pad, but I want a device like it that does the things that
you're
I
not getting this
do.
For your birthday, Saturday.
I want a full-featured tablet PC that runs Linux that does a lot of that kind of stuff that I can connect to on a 3G network or something like that. And since Apple came out with this, the chances of that happening sooner rather than later are a lot greater than they used to be. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We saw the exact same thing with the cell phone market. That's exactly what happened.
Look at Android.
Apple did not announce that they were breaking their exclusivity deal with AT&T, right? They're sticking with AT&T for now?
Yeah,
for right
yep.
now.
For right now.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
That's why I'm happy too. Cuz that's going to actually limit them in the long run.
Yeah, totally.
You really will.
Right
now. Yep.
All right, I have two questions here.
My Verizon connection will stay up.
Alan, you're talking over me, and you're not even supposed to be here.
I'm sorry. What, you guys kicked me off and I didn't know about it?
No, I didn't announce you at the beginning of the show, so that means you're not here.
That's right, you didn't see me in the magic mirror.
You didn't see me. You're not used to you talking.
Two questions. One, first off, there's an AT&T commercial out there, an iPhone AT&T commercial out there, that says about being able to browse the internet and talk on the phone at the same time, and says you cannot do that with the Verizon Androids. Is that true?
It's Verizon. CDMA networks.
It's not the Android.
You can't do voice and data at the same time. It's not Android. It's Verizon and Sprint.
Okay.
Yes, Sprint CDMA.
GSM plus HSDPA, which is what Pat and I's G1 runs on. Those basically, if you're dropped to an edge connection, you won't be able to get a phone call. But as long as you're on 3G, you're fine. You'll be able to get a phone call and browse the web at the same time.
Yeah, they never mentioned that in the AT&T ads. If you're running it on edge, it does the same thing on it. It cuts your internet connection off to get the phone. Actually, no, it doesn't even let the phone come through. Because I had the edge when my iPhone was the edge, so I couldn't do both of those either anyways.
It's not a limitation of Android, it's just a limitation of the network and the technology.
Okay, so with Verizon, they are right in saying that you cannot browse the web and use the phone at the same time.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And there's
Trivial.
No way around
CDMA.
That right now.
Concentrate on one thing at a time, would you? Bunch
yeah.
of multitaskers.
Yeah, we already got people
well,
driving.
Well, when I'm talking on the phone and driving in the car, I'd prefer to...
surf the web as well.
yeah.
And drink a milkshake.
Yeah, because I got a text.
Look
what
at
I see
it,
on the web.
To mouth.
Yeah. I like to edit videos and pictures while I'm driving in the car, and I do that.
Exactly.
On the web.
Lemon tuna mouth.
The kid is screaming for you. Let's ignore him.
Who's screaming for who?
Your kid is screaming for
yeah.
like help. You just ignore him because you're texting.
I just run him over. Push him out of the car and back over him.
Shouldn't have been in the street anyways.
That's right. All right, my next question was, we see consistently that Apple comes out and has been quoted as the innovator, and you know, we say, oh, well, here they are again, first to the market with these devices. Now, I was wondering today,
why?
Apple has to... I'll let your wife talk.
Why
that's okay.
Don't you just turn
the
lever pin on
your arm. There you go. Exercise that mute button you got now.
All right. So Apple has the luxury of being both the developer of the hardware and the software. And I was just wondering if that puts them at an advantage, because all these other companies not only have to. They develop the hardware, but then they got to work in conjunction with the software developers, which is usually a separate, you know, if it's Windows-based, it's a separate company. They got to work with Microsoft. So they're not actually developing the software. And if it's a Linux-based thing, they contract out to have that done to some extent. So like with Google's Android phones and Android devices, Google develops the OS, but somebody else develops the hardware. So it's separated.
Yeah,
I'm wondering, is that a significant delay in time that prevents and that gives Apple the advantage to come out with these devices? Or is Apple really that good?
Here's what I think, Dan. Well, with Android, anybody, you know, you don't have to run the Google Experience stuff. You can just go out to the website and grab the source code right now for Eclair. And make your own device. You don't actually have to do anything. You don't have to call Google or anything, unless you want the Google Experience stuff, like synchronization with Gmail and contacts and all that jazz. Right? But if you don't care about that, just go out and grab the code. That's what Kamaji did with their web station, 7-inch web station. You know.
Well, again,
but,
I guess
but actually.
Go ahead.
What actually surprised me a little bit, though, with the iPad is that it's their own processor. The
yeah,
Apple
A4.
Bought
that company a year ago.
It's an ARM processor, though. I mean, that's
yeah, but
that's
that was in development
really
a while back. They've had
right.
that in development for a while.
you would know.
That's nothing super new.
No. It isn't.
But then again, I look at this and I say, well, what's been really innovative from Apple in the past, you know, 6 years? I mean, we've had the iPod Touch, and the iPhone is built off the iPod Touch. Now, this device is nothing more than, you know, another rendition of the iPod Touch. So it's like the Mac.
What? Yeah. The MacBook Air is actually pretty innovative, too, as thin as it is. But
the innovation is not necessarily... Well, it's a combination of a few things, but the design and ease of use of these things are where they're way ahead of the game.
Everything,
I mean,
actually.
I hate to say it, but that's...
Yo, you're right. Ted, you're 100% correct.
Innovation, it's not that it came out with anything that isn't out on the market or isn't able to come out on the market. It's the fact that they come out with it and make it look good.
Yeah, and put it together the right way.
Right.
And they have a PR campaign to brainwash people to buy it.
Dude, but Pat, you don't get it, man. It's not their PR campaign. The PR campaign is the fact that the stuff that they put out looks like it's usable. You can
go get it and use it, and
it looks good. It works well when you get it. That's why people pay that money for this stuff. That's why I like my MacBook. You know, I might run Linux on my MacBook, but I still have a MacBook. Why? Because it's a damn good laptop. It's better than the Dell laptop that has the same specifications, you know? If they really are.
I love my Dell laptop. I think it kicks fucking ass. I'm happy with it. Ran Linux out of the box.
There's several million people out there that are buying MacBooks that like the way the MacBooks is. So they got, you know, they have something there.
I'm happy.
Some of them even run Windows on them.
Yeah, a lot of people do that too. You know, I have a friend of mine whose brother got a brand new MacBook for going to some conference or something like that, won one, and the first thing he did was put Windows 7 on it, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, they really are nice laptops, no matter them. And, you know, and more increasingly, you know, we've all discovered and decided that the Apple really is not in the business of doing a lot of operating system kind of things. Their market niche is really they design good-looking hardware, and that's what they did again. You know, they gave the...
They've become a consumer electronics
before
company.
Before they,
like
you know,
Sony.
Before anybody else could do it in a good looking and consumable manner, and they're gonna get a lot of money off of it, and you know, more power to them as long as it drives the market to make similar devices out there with the stuff on it that I want to use. You know what I mean? Or alternatively, you know, the in 60 days this thing is gonna ship. And a week later, somebody's going to have rooted the thing and going to be able to put Linux on it.
Oh, it'll be jailbreaking.
And then it's going to be more interesting to me, too.
With their own processor, that's going to be hard, though. It's going to be interesting to see.
No, it's an ARM processor, dude. They'll have
it
jailbreak, and it'll be running Linux within a week. You know, I would put money on it.
I hope you're right.
Well, actually, the one thing I thought about with this, especially with the keyboard dock, there's probably going to be some people who don't even have regular computers buy this thing just so that they can surf the web. Seriously. I could see grandparents buying these things.
They're going to run into problems.
Well, you and I know that, but they don't know that, and they're not going to care because it's going to work for 90% of what they want
to
do.
Until
except for watching YouTube.
Thing and they don't have iTunes to do it.
Right.
So what do you guys think
of
Steve Jobs
using this to view the web?
Because the iPod Touch and the iPhone stuff, it's all, well, yeah, Flash too. That's a good point.
Well,
but
just because we saw the little brick on there for Flash during the demo doesn't mean the Flash doesn't work on it. Flash does work on it.
No, Flash doesn't work on it.
Flash does work
on
Safari. I bet it'll work before they get released.
Not on the iPhone.
No, Flash doesn't work
on
the
device.
It doesn't.
I bet Flash will work on this thing before they release it. How much you want to bet? Apple will pay somebody to make
Flash
it work before it comes out.
Yeah,
no,
it
won't. That's how they make money.
Yeah, because they've been pushing QuickTime for a long time.
That's right.
That's their app. So
something like they just have some really good looking apps on here too, though. Like their contacts app really looks great on the iPad. Google Maps looks fantastic, as far as I'm concerned. And you know, I want one of these to be running Linux, but my experience has been is the interfaces on a lot of these, like I've tried Ubuntu Netbook release, and I think we go a little bit too far sometimes with the interface. You know, either we make it too complex or we make it too easy.
So let me ask you guys, what do you think about Steve Jobs' what he said today was netbooks don't do anything good. They don't do anything well.
Now that's a load of crap.
I agree with him.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the my EPC, I actually produce podcasts with it. You know? The netbooks are slow if you run Windows on them. Plain and simple.
I prefer a full-size laptop over a netbook. I just do.
Well, I do too, but
I'm not
I can afford a netbook. So
I'm happy with a laptop and a smartphone.
I'm on the fence about that, Dave, because sometimes I wish I didn't have the keyboard. Sometimes I really do wish I didn't have the keyboard.
But you would give up multitasking for a keyboard?
No.
Okay. That's why I would, you know, take the netbook over one of these things.
Right. I have both, to be honest. I wouldn't mind having both. I'm not going to go run out and buy one of these, but I am going to put them on my Amazon wish list.
You know what I want? I want my Acer one with a slightly bigger screen, and I want
tablet?
It to have I want it to be multi-touch compatible, the screen
yep.
to be multi-touch, but I want it to have a slide-out keyboard.
Yep.
That's what I want.
That'd
I want
cool.
to have a keyboard I can roll the hell out of the way when I don't want to use it, and I want to have a multi-touch tablet interface on it. That
like
would
be
the killer app.
When you're sitting on the couch.
Yeah, that would be the killer thing right there.
So you basically want an iPad only with MacBook guts.
I want an iPad that has a pull-out keyboard, like on the Nokia 810.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Basically wants a larger 810.
Yeah. Yeah,
with
exactly.
More,
I want a Nokia 810 with a 10-inch display. That's what I want.
And a 1 gigahertz
processor. I would kill something right there. I would buy that in a flat second.
See, I'm the opposite.
But you
want to
get that 1 gig.
I've got a laptop. I can use my laptop. I want this to be a media-rich device. I want Linux on this where I can stream media over my network, watch it right on this thing while I'm sitting on the couch. I want to be able to read my e-books on this thing. You know, that's what I want.
If I'm on a couch, I'm in front of a TV anyway.
Okay,
come
there,
on.
Whatever.
Yeah, now that's a better idea.
You know, yeah. Whatever.
Out in the deck.
Yeah.
Smoking a cigar. Watching your
iPod.
Nokia
is the perfect crap top, man. Perfect for sitting in the crapper.
Oh, another good one. Yeah.
That's crapper. What the iPad's going to become.
The crapper tablet.
It's the Mac for pooping. When you're afraid you'll drop your iPhone in the toilet, the iPad.
Because it's too big to fit in the hole.
You can flush before you grab it.
Okay,
the iPad.
$100. Damn.
At least it's not $1,000 like a lot of people were saying it was going to be. I'm surprised about the price.
You think it's a good price?
Absolutely.
It's a lot better
yeah.
than everything else Apple's put out.
Yeah.
That's the thing. They've completely gone the opposite of Apple this time with pricing. And they've really gone as low as they can possibly go on this device.
Well, it's the middle of a freaking recession. What the fuck do you expect? You know, you come out with a device that's $1,000. Nobody's going to buy it.
They still might not buy this.
That. There you go. Oh, people are going to buy this. in flux.
A lot are. But
and people like me don't need the 3G. Like the $4.99 is that's all I would need. I don't need 3G. No.
I don't either.
And I think a lot of people are in the same boat.
If I really need a Wi-Fi access point on the road, I want to get a Wi-Fi. I mean, the Wi-Fi is too cool. And it could get you your access on your iPad if you got one.
Yeah. Oh, man, speaking of product placement, man. Did you guys see Heroes this week?
I didn't watch it yet.
No.
I'm waiting.
Holy cow, there was like a product placement slash commercial right in the middle of that freaking thing, man. They've got that Sprint, like, share Wi-Fi connection.
Wi-Fi?
There was a scene in there where he pulls it out, and then like there's like 2-3 machines, and they're all connected to it. Holy cow, that was so blatant, man.
Heroes and Sprint have been in bed forever, though.
I know, they have those phones all over the place on that show.
I've not watched Heroes since season 3. That show made me mad.
Yeah, they're going to get canceled, supposedly.
I've only seen 4 episodes of it, and I hate it.
What'd you... Okay,
season 1 was a good one.
Here's a good one, since it finally hit sci-fi. What about Caprica? Have you seen Caprica yet?
I saw it, yeah. It was okay. Nothing special.
Yeah. I don't think it's as BSG quality, but it's pretty good.
We'll see. I mean, it's early, you know? That was just the pilot. Give it a half a season, at least 6 or 7 episodes to ramp up.
But that, I mean, I think it's worth watching.
Right.
Yeah, there's other crap, you know, that's out there. It's better than that, you know, the vast majority of
it. I wasn't
out
sold
there
on BSG during the first
Shore
episodes, either.
Jersey Shore.
Back to tablet stuff, though. On the TouchBook, did you see that you can run Android, Mer, Gen 2, or Chrome OS on it now?
Take the GCC screensaver with you.
There you go. you can multi-boot them, too. Or they're what they call the AIOS, which is the always innovative version of Linux. But I'd probably put Ubuntu on it. Holy crap!
Damn!
What was that?
Darth Vader just joined in.
Whoa!
I'm your father, Luke.
Who's crapping on the mic?
No.
Anyway. Yeah, I'd like to get me one of those. They're always innovating. Touch booklet. It really looks cool. But and then actually I saw, did you see a 330, did you see the laptop that Stallman uses?
Yeah, I saw that a while back. It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, the Lamote Yilong. It's a completely 100% free software, including the BIOS. Runs Debian.
But that's awesome. But will it play Flash?
I thought Debian wasn't on the Free Software Foundation's list of approved distros for some reason.
It isn't?
Well, that's like a list of one, though, isn't it? I mean, last I looked,
there
was just...
There's like...
there more than one?
Maybe 10?
No, they haven't.
But yeah, that's like
I don't really care. Wisdom.
Anyway,
everyone's going to the Free Software Foundation website to see what's on the list.
I'm not.
the Yilong netbook, and they also have a net top too, called the Milu, which you probably can't find and can't get ordered here in the States very easily. That's the thing.
I bet you can.
Everything's Chinese. It's MIPS. Yeah. Actually, it's based on a MIPS processor. So, and it runs GNU Sense, which is the free version of Ubuntu.
I was listening to Linux Basement, and Chad was talking about Jolly Cloud. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah, I've tried it. It's okay.
I really like it.
So that's based on Ubuntu, right?
Yeah,
I believe so.
UNR. Yeah. It's Ubuntu UNR with some tweaks to it.
Really nice
and it
tweaks.
uses a Prism, so that basically you launch Firefox right into Gmail or Facebook or any number of different quote unquote applications.
So that's how it's doing that. Because I know
it's
Prism. Really stable. I kind of like the way they do that.
Yep.
And I really love the way they install the applications, where you just go to the web page and click on what you want, and it just installs. I mean, it's beautiful.
Yep. And it also, you can also share what applications that you install. You can have like social networking kind of deal. You have your friends can look and see which applications that you run. So
really
I loaded it on my EPC like a while back, but it was a. I like UNR. I like the netbook relays.
They just had a new release. You should try it again.
Really?
Yeah.
I might have to download the ISO and try it.
It changed the interface
anything? I don't think they have. It's been a long time since this is only the second time I ran it, and it was so long ago, I don't really remember the major differences. But, I mean, the new interface is nice.
It was a closed beta, but now anybody can download it, so...
Right. It's worth checking out.
Wait. Discard this. I'm going to the download page, and it says a pre-beta. Is that Windows executable?
Oh, yeah. You can, There's other downloads. If you just Google, the advanced download.
Oh, there
you
go. Jolly Cock. There he is. Pro install. With the ISO.
Yeah, they have
an
executable for so that if you have Windows on your netbook, you can just run the executable and it'll install Jolly Cock.
Yeah, it was Wubi, right? I think. Probably does Wubi install. Oh, also
I
for Mac OS, too.
Oh, really?
Cool. Yeah. Well, that's the USB creator they have, which is essentially rebranded a UNetBoot, I think.
Again, really well done. I used it, and it was really simple to do. I mean, obviously, I knew what I was doing anyway. But I really, honestly believe if somebody was trying to do it that way, they really made it easy to do that way.
I just
people
don't
who know interface over there, I think. Which a lot of times
I
you
just
know,
don't
that's
like
my biggest complaints.
I don't like the netbook release the netbook remix style. I like to shrink my windows up and down and drag them around and stuff like that. And with the windows always running full screen, that kind of bugs me.
You can just go in and uninstall Maximize.
I know, but yeah,
so you can use the netbook interface without going full screen.
That's why I liked Ubuntu. Ubuntu didn't install Maximus.
I don't mind the full screen stuff. It's just the
buttons.
Buttons and panels that I don't like where they're at or how big they are. All that stuff. I've already forgot the name of the panel I'm using.
If you have a small screen, you're not smart enough to use a real computer.
Right.
That's what it seems like. They're like, oh, a little computer. You must not be very smart.
And that's where I say that they're going a little too far with the netbook release. You know, it's nice. In fact, actually, the netbook release, I think, looks better on like a bigger screen, like if you had it, like for example, on the Neuro Slink or something. Big fat icons that you can see from across the room, you know?
See, I felt like Jolly
Cloud was a nice interface for kids.
That too.
Made the real estate better than Ubuntu Netbook release. I felt like Jolly Cloud made smart choices to make the real estate on the screen better than just the standard release. That could just be me, but
I'm downloading the iPhone.
I mean, the icons
now,
at the top are smaller, you know, and things were, it just seemed better organized, and it wasn't using quite as much space. I don't know.
Cheddar, are they paying you?
Nah, I don't get paid for nothing.
You tell us if you were on the take, right?
I use OpenBox.
Did they make money? Maybe I need to get paid.
I use OpenBox Intent too on both on my netbook or my full size laptop or my desktop. I use the same interface on everything.
OpenBox with what?
Tint 2, T-I-N-T 2.
What's that?
It's a really cool. It's a minimalistic panel. It's just, it's really nice. I mean, I like it a lot. It's very configurable. Yep, give it a try.
I'm going to look that up now. I'm going to fire up Google Chrome.
Yeah, it's got some. You can really tweak the heck out of the transparencies and the tint and all that stuff with the config file. It's nice. Really nice.
You know what's nice? Boxy. Right, Link?
I'm actually liking that too myself.
The new Boxy.
I love it, man. It's awesome.
It's beautiful.
I've not tried the new one.
To the point that I actually think when that box comes out, I'm going to buy that.
The Boxy box? Yeah.
The Boxy box.
So what's the difference between the old Boxy version and the new Boxy? Because I've not tried it.
It's got a 2-inch.
The numbers went higher. Revamped interface. Much
the interface
better
nicer
interface.
To use.
It looks really, really sweet, and it works even better.
Yep. All these little applications like Elo Pandora right in Boxy and... Revision 3, and I think Major League Baseball has a link in there. It's fantastic. It's just wonderful. I like it, too. I loaded it up. Did you load it on your link yet, Link?
No, I've been running it on my laptop.
Somebody, I've heard about Boxy for years, but I've not tried it. Somebody enlighten me. What will Boxy do?
It runs really nice on the Asus.
It's a front-end media center.
It's XBMC.
If you're not doing recording, it's the way to go.
Yeah, it's XBMC with social network stuff built into it.
Yep.
Yeah,
okay,
streaming
and
applications.
My TV is see it then. That's the point,
it's,
right?
It's Front Row for Linux is what it is.
Oh, it's better than that.
It's better than that, yeah.
Way better.
So I just run this on a computer, and my PlayStation 3 or my television, some internet-connected television to see it. I mean, how do I get it on my TV?
You got to hook the computer up to the TV.
Computer into your TV.
Right.
Yeah, you get a nice Ion box. You can pick up in like an Acer Revo maybe, or build your own box like I did with a Zotac.
Or the Boxy box.
Or you can buy a Boxy box. Have they announced how much that's going to be?
I thought it was going to be $129, I thought.
$129? That's a great buy at $129.
$129 or $199,
it's not bad.
Yeah, you can get a Revo for like $199. The only negative with the Revo comes with Windows on there, so you're paying for a Windows license.
Eh.
Mm. Although the only thing I had, I tried putting on my MacBook, under Mac, because I can actually get to the TV with that one. On it, and every time I shut it down, it killed my network. I mean, it brought the router completely down to the point of unplugging it and plugging it back in to actually get it to work again. Yeah, I don't know what the heck it was doing. It's just and when I run it under under Linux, it runs fine. Fire it up under the Mac, man, it kills everything. I don't know if it's just a bad build or what the hell I got.
But this would be
you're
cool.
You also run it on the Apple TV.
Stuff.
That's still around the Apple TV?
Apple. Yeah, it is.
We're still selling them? What does that sell for?
Good question. I haven't looked in a while. Fired up the store here.
Yeah, $200 for the Boxy box. That's not bad.
I'd much rather
Apple TV. Yeah, Apple TV is $229 with a 160 gig hard drive.
When I get a LG for $70, $200 for Boxy box is just not cool.
Of course, the nearest link will run it as well, since it's pretty much Ubuntu on that.
Neuralink is Ubuntu. Hello?
What?
Hi.
You said Neuralink is Ubuntu?
That's what he ships with, right?
Yeah, Neuralink is. For now. He may be actually switching to Debian. That was what I last heard from Joe. I need to email him. He's supposed to send me the new version of the link. They're changing the hardware out. They're going to put NVIDIA instead of ATI cards in it. And VDPAU. Well, my only thing is the link is a little bit loud. The fans are, anyway. Mine is. But it's pretty much a straight... It's a improved upon Ubuntu, I should say. It's not 100% Ubuntu. Neuros has some of their own repos. So...
I got a question for you, Joel.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear back regarding that review? Any more feedback from the guy?
From Joe, or? Oh, on that.
You brought up last week. So what's going on with that? Any news, updates?
Well, okay, here's the deal. Actually, he actually is kind of right. I have my work phone has Bluetooth in it.
Yeah.
It will play MP3s. So I paired it up, and it played everything flawless compared to my G1. So there actually is a problem with A2DP on my G1. So
now, is that problem like fixable via like software, or is it a hardware issue?
I think it's fixable. I think it's fixable.
Or you think? Personally,
well, personally, I think it's fixable on the Jaybird side as well. Because I have other Bluetooth speakers and microphones that work just fine with my G1. So, like, I think the Motorola S9 HD, I think I tested with my G1 and it worked okay. So,
are these are headphones, right? Not an earpiece microphone.
Yeah, headphones. A2DP headphones. So. I actually did update the post, so. Because I'm not a bastard.
Watch your mouth.
So. Somebody got in trouble. Oh, yeah.
You got to put money anyway. In the jar now, right?
Yep.
No soup for you.
So, do you augment your review there then to add that information?
Yes, I did.
And now everybody's happy?
I guess.
Thank goodness. Because I was really worried. I had a hard time sleeping this week until that was covered. Cleared up.
Oh,
now.
Come on.
So I actually listened to the new episode of Jack Attack the other day. It was nice to hear them back. And I'm currently going through all the Shot of Jacks. And
would that take about 20 minutes?
No, there's a bunch of them. Like 7 minutes. You know, I do like the Shot of Jack. I like that it makes you think, but I've yet to follow up on any of that stuff and look at the continued discussion. And
maybe I would like to see them continue that, like, do a little bit longer ones, like every like fifth episode, you know, to really go in depth on some of those, because, you know, I like Ack and I like Jono, but I'd like to, you know, I'd just like to hear more of them, you know? They're good guys. They both are.
What they need is a Shot of Jack, a Shot of Jack spinoff there that a bunch of people get together and give their opinions and read off what's on the forums and stuff, and there you go.
That's what they said.
You mean like
Linux Cranks?
Radio?
Yeah.
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 Or Linux Cranks.
There you go. But it is entertaining.
And Atkins is funny as hell, too.
A lot of foul language, though, and I don't approve of foul language.
No, not for a family show.
I like Ack.
Alan's got too much foul language.
It's been good catching up with you. I got to go pre-order my iPad.
I think Dan is the least. You've dropped the least amount of F-bombs ever, Dan. Now that I think about it.
How about that? See?
I think you have the lowest F-bomb count out of all of us.
That's it. I try and keep it a clean family show.
Fucking right.
I just have to say that
tint taskbar is pretty damn nifty.
Very nifty.
You know what? It is nifty, but I don't see it being too functional and awesome. So, Dave Yates.
Yeah. With awesome, yeah. But you want a taskbar?
Is it, Dan? Is it magical?
Is the taskbar magical?
Revolutionary.
What? Awesome or tint?
Magical.
Revolution. What the hell are you talking about?
Don't forget that.
Scorecard, are you high?
Sure.
But I'll forget again.
I'm high of life, man.
Look, there is not a spray paint called life.
Sure.
Speaking of spray paint and huffing and everything, you know, this is really this really pissed me off. All right, I guess there has been way too many people huffing the compressed air, so they put a bittering agent in there, and gosh, does that stuff is like horrible.
Smelly.
Is that why it sticks like ass now?
It's terrible. Because you spray the computer, and invariably the stuff gets on your hands. And even if you wash your hands, like you go eat something later on, you get this bitter taste in your mouth. It sticks to you. You know, your hands stink like, I don't know. It's just pungent and awful.
Plus, it ruins the whole huffing experience.
Yeah, it does. Well, see, I was going
to say, maybe you have to change the bag you're spraying it into before you huff it up.
So I wonder, you know, since it's so, once you spray it, it gets
try
all over everything.
Try plastic rather than paper.
Maybe you get accustomed to it and you can actually huff that stuff. What happens if you try and huff that bittering agent?
Paper versus plastic.
You smell like ass.
Yeah, it's just gross. It keeps people from trying it just because they're bored.
Pretty soon they'll be smashing inside upside the head with a rock or something.
Do people
who
are huffing
really high?
Do people who huff really go violent, or do they just die? I mean, you're
many
like
of them
asphyxiating
just
yourself. I don't see how you can go violent after you're asphyxiated.
Or you live like this guy.
You just get stupid first, then you die.
You look like Pegwall.
Lemon
that wasn't funny.
The guy with the paint.
Isn't that classic?
He's creepy, man.
You're cleaning your computer with compressed ass.
Yeah, that's it.
Compressed ass?
Hey, you know what? If I could, I would sell cans of compressed ass.
Dan, you're beyond the list of biological warfare agents.
You know, we could sell like Dave's and Art's and mine. It would be like the catastrophe cans.
It could be just like south of the border with these little cans of air.
The elephant can. The elephant can. Rome.
All right, you're taking the show in the wrong direction. Scott.
All right, let's get back on target here. Internet Explorer has tons of security flaws.
Well, they
have
a 1-0 day exploit, right?
You never guess. Who would have known that?
There's just that 1-0 day exploit.
It's the one.
It's just that one that everyone knows about.
Yes, and they said that. What is it? DEP will protect you from that.
The one thing no one has turned on.
That's right.
Data execution prevention. Both a hardware and a software solution.
Which Steve Gibson thinks that's the bomb.
I don't know. Is it? I don't run Windows. So yeah, your Windows app is over there. You tell
me.
Yeah,
Steve Gibson likes the DEP stuff a lot.
Well, Chad, you're an admin, and you administer Windows computers. Are you even there, Chad?
He jumped off.
No, he left.
He pre-ordered his iPad.
Yeah.
The jerk.
His Mac.
Well, Link, you're all about Windows anymore. What do you think of Depp?
What do I think of what?
DEP, Data Execution Prevention. It's a feature in Windows XP Service Pack 2 and later.
In the BIOS. I don't think anything about it because I don't administer Windows machines, usually.
Okay,
never
like,
do I administer Windows desktop machines, so.
Feature Dan.
What?
It's built in the processor.
Is it an actual feature or is it a Band-Aid?
No, it was built into processors, certain processors. I don't know which processors. But here's Wikipedia. Now, how many people here have actually heard of DEP before today? Like, I don't know if you heard about it before today, 3:30, but I remember
we
were talking about it earlier.
I never heard
about it. This is the first time I heard about it.
It's on security now.
From Stevie G.
Yep, me
that,
too.
There you go, because I don't listen to security now, so. But I know,
either.
Pat, I figured you would be right on top of that if it's on the Twit Network.
Yeah, of course.
But he's,
I haven't listened to any of those shows in a while.
Twat Network.
Yeah, Twat is good. Twit, no way. I miss
but,
Twat Radio.
DEP is a security feature included in modern Windows operating systems as intended to prevent an application or service from executing code from a non-executable memory region. It helps prevent certain exploits that store code via a buffer overflow. It runs in two modes. There's a hardware-enforced DEP and for CPUs that can mark memory pages as non-executable and a software-enforced DEP with limited prevention for CPUs that do not have hardware support. Software DEP does not protect from execution of code in data pages, but instead from another type of attack, SCH overwrite. So it is a hardware solution if available, and I would take it that Linux doesn't take advantage of
need
that.
It.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if it's
I don't need it.
I don't know if it, I mean could would Linux benefit from something like that or.
Speaking of that, my boss at work just asked me about running antivirus on Linux.
They have it.
I know.
You know
me.
What, Joel? You should ping me that because they're making me do that too.
You're kidding.
So no. So I have some. I have some good information about and what to use.
AV, a bunch of other different things that I would run, but
Link, are they making you use it, or actually, but either one of you guys, are they making you use it so that you can sanitize files from people who access them via Windows, not necessarily concerned about the Linux machines being compromised or jeopardized by viruses?
No, they're
no,
doing it because they're stupid.
Yeah, the reason for antivirus on Linux is because people higher up in the organization don't understand that Linux does not need it.
Right.
Yet.
So, and when they contact like security consultants and things like that, their recommendation is that all servers have antivirus files. Because, you know, everybody assumes that all servers is, everybody runs Windows for everything. They don't understand that these other operating systems suffer the same sorts of problems. So what antivirus is on Linux is a method to make people happy. Right? So basically what I've done is I've resorted to putting clam AV on Linux systems.
Right.
And Clam AV is a wonderful antivirus package to use if you really needed to have one. Like if you run a Linux system that's email server for, you know, people who run Windows who send viruses back and forth, Clam AV will go through your email and flag those virus-infected files up for you. If you run a Linux system that's a file server that, you know, who run Windows who share infected files use, Clam AV will check those files and mark them out as well. But by far, the majority of the servers that I run are just, you know, they're Linux application servers. So Clam AV really does nothing.
Right.
I mean, it'll run, and I pointed at, like, the... I pointed at any user accessible directories, your directories where you install programs like Opt and Home. You know what I mean? And you just, you know, okay, scan Opt and Home, and it does its scan thing, and then, you know, reports there no infected files.
Yeah. Well, I'm waiting for the day that and there might be the day. I've snuck Linux on my desktop under the radar. Eventually, they're gonna say, "Hey, you have to run Windows." That's gonna happen, which I'll be like, "Fine." Is there a Linux-based OS you support? Oh yeah, you guys support Mac OS X? Buy me a MacBook. I think that's what I'm gonna ask for. I think I'll just ask for a MacBook. I'd rather as much as I don't like Apple, I'd rather run a Linux based OS versus Windows any day of the week.
Oh, if my options were limited like that, and they never will be because I'm the trigger, but if they were, I would go with Mac OS in a second over, you know, having to run Windows. But
well,
I don't think you're gonna have a problem either, Joel, because because you're their Unixy administrator, so
that's what I say.
Stands reason
on my desktop,
on your desktop,
I'm a Unix administrator. On my desktop, I should be running Unix, right? Makes sense to me.
Makes sense to me.
You know, or Linux. You know, because hey, Linux is Unix as far as I'm concerned. You know, so I mean, it's just, I don't know. Of course, they just get stupid. It's what they do. They complain about stupid crap. They have nothing else better to do. They mismanage projects, and then they put this corporate cram down crap because they think they can. And they do. They can, you know, because they're the supervisors and the managers. You know, they start cracking down. But they don't filter nothing. But they said, "Oh, you can't use Facebook or other stuff like that." So I just bring in my netbook and I tether to the netbook, and that's done. They can't track me.
Isn't that great when they do that? They can't track you because you're running Linux.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's the other reason I might have to run Windows is because they use something called CompuTrace that it calls home periodically. If you don't, your laptop don't call home, they assume that you don't have it. It's actually completely stupid if you really really look at it.
So basically, they want to spy on you, make sure you're doing your work, not dicking around.
Yeah. Right. So I think that's what I'm gonna do. I think when my laptop's gonna it's time for my corporate stuff to get replaced. I'm gonna say, well, you know what? Why don't you guys just get me OS X and that's it? I'll use that because OS X will have all the tools I need on it as well. It runs all their corporate crap. You know, and everybody will be somewhat happy. I won't be as happy, but, you know. Can't I already do that? the CompuTrace actually goes through the BIOS, so they you actually have to, even if I got a regular x86 based like Dell or something like that, I would have to leave my Windows partition on there so that I can reboot to say that my laptop is not stolen. Rather than actually calling me up on the phone saying, hey, I've got my laptop, so leave me the hell alone. I'll call you when I don't have my laptop. Promise.
Yeah, you big jerky jerks. Leave Joel alone.
Yeah. I have a Windows VM that I actually do most of my work in, too. Because I have to use some of the desktop UI stuff for the ERP app that we have that only runs in Windows. But the main OS the server uses is AIX, so. And we have some Red Hat now, too. And hopefully I can get training for that, get my RHCE.
Go, Joel, go.
That's right, baby.
That's going to be expensive to get that.
As
long as work
bad.
Will pay for it, that's good.
Yeah. Well, it's not that bad because I can actually get it here. I don't have to fly all over the country to get it.
Where do they offer it? At your college?
No, there's a company called Unitech up at Easton. Easton here is a town, like a shopping center. But there's a place up there that has it. They have all three of the courses I'd like to take, including the cram course. And it's about 3,000. The only thing that college would have to do is they'd probably have to pay me lunch. Because I don't think I'd be able to pack a lunch there. Which I'm okay with that. And pay for the class too. They wouldn't, but if, like for AIX, I had to actually fly to Chicago or Phoenix or places like that. And they paid for that too.
That's nice.
Yeah, I want to get it because then I can get the hell out of there. Cause it drives me crazy, some of the stupid stuff we have to put up with. The worst
you guys
part
hear
is
about
we're
the you guys hear about the Oracle? They had like this press thing where they
yeah, I saw Aaron was watching it.
Sun, and they talked about MySQL.
What about it?
And
basically, they said that MySQL would become part of the company's business, and they're gonna have good support for it. They're gonna improve it. So it doesn't sound like just based on that they're gonna run it into the ground.
They had to do that to appease the European Union.
Yeah. What I don't understand is what's the deal with like the guy who sold MySQL? Why do they have anything to say about this process anymore? You know, they made a shitload of money. You know, they're out of the loop now. You know, why are they running their flap still? It's GPL software, so you know, worst case scenario, you just fork the code and rename it something else.
Yeah, if they piss with
Maria
it, someone
DB.
Will fork it. You
they
know,
already
someone
did.
Will fork it right off, but you know what? Even if they didn't, there's another up and coming RDB system that I haven't had a lot of chance to play with yet, and I was wondering if any of you guys did. It's called Firebird. Has anybody had a chance to play with that yet?
I've heard of Firebird. I thought that Firebird's been around for a while.
It has been around for a while, but it's looking a lot better. You know what I mean?
How compatible
is
it?
No, there already is a fork of MySQL.
Is it SQL based?
Yeah, it's a SQL based RDB, you know.
But there already is a fork of MySQL though, called MariaDB.
Yeah. What about CouchDB?
Ask Dak about that. Or Mongo. Did you listen to that on Mongo? That was interesting, actually.
I don't listen to any Twitch shows.
What you is should. Mongo?
It's a non-sequel Mongo like database. Gandhi. Mongo, they get Mongo from Humongous.
Have you tried Firebird?
Blazing Saddles.
Link, have you tried Firebird? No, Link's dead. He got burned by the Firebird.
Firebird.
It sounds like Fire Dog. Which
the
don't exist
Link?
No more.
Anyway,
that was the Nerd Herd from Circuit City, right?
Yep, the Nerd Herd, Fire Dog.
FirebirdSQL.org is the website for people interested in that. SQLite's always awesome, too.
I like it. SQLite is so cool because you don't have to have a server.
No, you don't. It's really nice.
Yep.
It's like the access of databases for Linux, right?
Ugh, access.
Access.
You know what? That's
I don't
that's
even get me started
true.
On that one.
That is not true. My SQLite is nothing like that. It's actually really good software. When we had talked about Google Browser, was that during the show or during the pre-show?
Pre-show.
Because you know, I sit here and I've noticed that in the past couple of months that I've really started expanding out in my browsers of choice that I use on a regular basis, and I kind of jump from I still use Firefox a lot at home, and I still use it on a regular basis, but I found myself moving from Firefox to Aurora, then over to Midori, and I've been using Midori for a long time. And because I do really like the WebKit browsers, and now you know I've really glommed on to Google's Chrome, and it's in the couple of months that it's been kicked around, it's come a long way, I think, and it's really feature full. And there's so many new browser choices available. It's hard to decide which one to go with anymore, because they are really a lot of them are really good. What do you guys' thoughts have been?
I've been liking Chrome.
I've tried
Chrome's been awesome.
I've been using Chromium, yeah. Chromium. The open version of Chrome. Chromium is the bomb. I like it. That's what
Dave,
I've been using.
You failed
from.
Us. The only... The one thing
well,
that I... Let's go ahead, Dave. Go ahead.
I've tried Midori, but, you know, I think that was on the Nokia. I've got no reason to leave Firefox. Man, I might try the others, so...
Try Fennec, right?
Yeah.
Fennec, though.
Yeah.
I mean, did the WebKit browsers, do they have, like, a whole lot less overhead? I mean, when you install something like Fennec on a... you have to install that... I don't forget what it's called, the Zool stuff, I think. There's another 25 megabytes of stuff you have to install just to get it to work.
WebKit's pretty lean. And the browsers are pretty lean themselves. So there's still a lot of features that are missing that they don't have.
Chromium.
What?
Slick. I love Chromium is just...
Chromium's not WebKit, though, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Chromium's
WebKit. Chromium, yeah. I think so.
I mean, isn't Cocker still WebKit-based?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all got anything against that as a web browser? I mean, I don't use it as a web browser, but I mean, are these other WebKit web browsers better than Conker?
A lot of them are. Conker, I don't know. I've never liked Conker at all.
Yeah, Conker as a browser is kind of half-assed, man.
Yeah.
Kind of rough.
I mean, I like
great
it.
Great as a file manager.
Yeah, I've never found it as usable as Firefox for me.
Me either. Anybody tried 3.6 yet?
What?
Now Morocco.
Oh, Firefox 3.6. Yeah, I'm running that.
Yeah.
I'm running that on my system.
It's better on Windows.
Yeah.
You know what I didn't like about 3.6 that I noticed, and this threw me, and I hate when they do stuff like this, the way the tab browsing works has changed.
Really?
Because when I open up a new tab, instead of it, somehow it reset to, instead of it opening up like in the line of tabs, it'll open up right after the tab that I'm currently on.
Oh, like Chromium on Chrome.
I don't like that. Because I've been so... No, Chromium... Is that Chromium? Not Google Chrome doesn't do that.
Yep, right next to it.
Not on mine.
Google Chrome opens up right next to the tab that you have currently open.
All right, yep. I'm on a tab. I open a new tab, and the new tab opens all the way at the end. On the
You're
Chrome.
Doing it wrong.
Mine opens right next to the tab I have open, man.
I'm going to try Chromium browser.
If I hit Control T... It goes right to the end of the list. But if I let me see if I say if I say new tab, if I right click on the tab and say new tab, it opens right next to it. But if I hit the
you're right, it does.
Yeah, so if it's Control T, it goes to the end. If you right click and say new tab, then it's right there.
See, I has that always been like that for Firefox? And that was just an option I enabled, because all the time I've ever used Firefox, and the way I've been used to browsing, tab browsing, on all the other browsers I've used, when I open a link in a new tab, it opens it at the end of the tab list. And
yeah.
You're right. Just here on Chromium and Google Chromium and Google Chrome, I have seen it. They both do the same thing. Just like the new Firefox, they open it next to the tab I'm using. So... Like, I'm used to opening, like, three or four different things, like work tickets and three or four different tabs, and going all the way over. And what I don't like now is when I do that, the first ticket I wanted to look at opens right next to me. The second ticket that I want to look at opens between those two. So, it kind of, like, I don't like that order now. It's in the reverse order I'm accustomed to, in a different location from where I'm accustomed to. And that just annoys me. It annoys me.
Dan's annoyed.
I'm with you, Dan. It bothers me, too. I wish there was a way to fix it.
It should be a preference.
Well, I'm looking right now. Is it a preference? In here at all?
No, I'm saying it should be.
Because I'm looking... Well, you know, before I go complain and file something as a bug, I'm trying to see if there's a way to change that. And
that should
in
be
Google
a feature
Chrome.
Request.
It's not in Google Chrome. Is it in Chromium? Has the same exact crap. All right.
Chromium is Google Chrome. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I know. I just thought maybe because it's open, they might have added some flare and configurable options. All right. So in Namoroku.
Okay.
Let me see, in Namoroku, how's that pronounced? Namoroku.
Namoroku.
Oh, now what the, yeah, okay, Namoroku, it does that. So if I go to Edit, Preferences, Tabs, open new window in tab instead, okay, warn me when closing. When I open a link in the new tab, switch to, no, always showing the taskbar, and it doesn't give me positioning. Maybe it's under advanced.
I like that how they were announcing bookmark syncing on the Windows version of Chrome, but I've been syncing bookmarks with Chromium for like 2 months now. It's actually really slick too, if you've never done it yet. It syncs them as bookmarks within Google Docs. So if you're on somebody else's computer, you can go log into Google Docs and get to your bookmarks.
Aha, I found it.
Did you?
This is how you change it, if you really want to change it. All right. You go into About Config and you find... browser.tabs.insert related after current, change it to false.
There you go.
From
there
true.
You go.
That's how you change it. There you go, Link. All you, baby.
And you fix it, Dan.
Damn right I fixed it. I'm gonna fix you next, pal. It's like I fixed my cat.
Wow. You fixed and Firefox Kitty?
Yeah, he got his little nuts bitten, chopped.
He's got no balls.
Yeah, there's no about config for Chrome.
It might be a runtime flag on Chrome.
I'm not going to do a runtime flag to fix an issue. Maybe just an extension for it.
You just change your shortcut for launching the browser.
I should not and have to.
Well, then you're not a Linux hacker then, are you? Or write a script, for God's sakes. Come on. You want to run things the way you want to run them,
maybe
man,
there's
don't
a,
you?
Maybe there's an extension for it somewhere. Or someone can write an extension for it that does that.
There might be for Chrome.
Makes Chrome put the damn tabs in the right place.
Yeah. Oh, but you know what, Link? The problem is, you and I, we're just this has been determined that it's more usable this way. And you and I are wrong, so we need to change
your way of thinking, baby.
Yeah.
We're too old, that's what it is.
We need to realign.
Things
are
going to continue working in a logical manner, and they don't, you know?
You're cranky geeks.
Yeah, I need to realign my priorities and my health. My habits.
I love it though. Yeah, if you ever have like a Windows or Mac user tell you that you should be more open, more open to options,
one.
I should say.
One. They don't talk well anymore.
I think you know what. At least us Linux guys will occasionally stoop down and run Windows every once in a while. You know, the Windows users, the Mac users, they won't even try Linux, and that's the thing that pisses me off. You won't even try it.
Doesn't piss me off.
Well, it doesn't piss me off that much. Huh?
Don't say they use it every
they
day.
They don't got to try it.
They use Google.
True.
Well, I think Yahoo's still on BSD, but same thing.
Yeah.
Here it is, Link. Tabby. Opens tabs at the end of your tab strip instead of beside your current one.
This is what a
Chromium?
An extension. It's
an
called
extension
Tabby.
For Chromium?
Yeah.
No kidding.
So we're
there. You go.
So awesome. That is so awesome.
Yeah, and
I'm
it works
install
too.
It right now.
I just installed it on Chromium, and now I'm going to install it on. I'm going to install.
You have Chromium and Chrome? What's the point?
Yeah, I know. I'm just running them side by side to see if there was any noticeable differences.
You run Safari too on when you run Windows?
I don't have Windows. I don't run Windows. See, Joel, the difference between you and me is I don't run Windows. Thank you. Have a good day.
Without walls, who needs Windows, right?
Yeah. Wait, that's what she said. Oh, come on. How come it works in one but not the other?
Because you suck.
What do you mean?
Let me see. Does it work in Chromium?
Oh, there it goes. No, it's working. It's working in Chrome. It's working in Google Chrome.
I say I never ran into one that wouldn't.
It's working in both. It's working in both. You know what it does? This is weird. Okay, this is why it looks like it's not working. Because what it actually does is when you open a new tab, you know, you click a link to open a new tab, it opens it in the tab where next to where you are, and then it shifts it to the end. So it's weird. It like looks like it's shuffling all your tabs. I don't like that. But I guess I'll deal with it. I'll live with it.
It does what you want to do.
The end result is the same. I'll stop being anal about it.
Yeah, what you said.
You should never just settle.
No,
for me, I'm totally happy with it. So.
I know I shouldn't settle, but I will when I if I feel like getting around to it, I will look at fixing that.
Yeah, patch the code, man. Put a press dialogue in.
Stop complaining.
What, Dave? Yeah.
You have a Sansa fuse, right?
I have a couple of them.
Do you have the version 1 firmware or version 2, do you know?
Hold on. The one that's mine?
I have the version 2.
Because I'm almost positive that they're going to bump the Sansa fuse version 1 up to stable when Rockbox, I think, 3.5 is released February 2nd.
I have the version 01.01.22A.
I think that's version 1, then.
I would assume. How would you upgrade the Sansa software version?
Oh, you can't jump from a version 1 to version 2. It's just differences in hardware. Not with the Sansa firmware.
Mm-hmm.
So what runs the version 2?
I'm not sure.
Well, you have a
it's
fuse,
just more
right?
modern Sansa fuses. No.
Oh, okay.
My daughter does.
You have just a Sansa. Wait, you don't have a fuse. You have a clip.
No.
I think my fuse runs version 200. 2. It's an 8 gig Sansa fuse.
Mine's a 4 gig. Okay. And the kids have 2 gigs, so.
I want a
Rockbox clip. I don't know if they're going to bump the clip up to stable or not with the new Rockbox, but I know the Sansa Fuse version 1 they're going to.
Rockbox runs great on the iPod. I love it.
But it depends on which generation you have.
Yeah, the fifth runs real good. I just
hey,
the
Dan,
one thing
you got
I wish
some music to play us out tonight.
Yeah, I
yeah,
do.
Really.
Why, did you have some that you would rather use?
No. I was just wondering if you have some.
Yeah, I do.
Doba? You have some, or we're going back to the standard.
Would you like
Doba.
To know?
No, we're not.
Would you like to know?
Yeah, it's about that time, isn't it? No, I got yeah, actually yeah. some Brad Sucks tonight.
Brad Sucks? Dave likes that.
Yippers.
Yeah, I do. Ba 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 ba.
How'd the media sprint go? Did anybody hear?
3:30?
I don't know. I was kicked out of the room for discussing licensing.
What room did they do it on?
It was Hash Media on the BinRev IRC server.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I should know that. And they kicked you out, huh?
Yeah.
That wasn't nice. But how many people were participating? Oh, wait,
oh,
you just asked what?
I'd say 20 or so.
Okay.
It's a pretty good turnout for the kind of event that it was.
Yeah. I just wonder where all the stuff went other than into Class 2's hard drive.
It's going to be a torrent.
Is it?
Yeah. And then when you have people that are like, hey, where's all the, you know, all the extra packages for everything, you just point them at a torrent, and then they've got everything they could ever hope to have.
Huh.
It's so standard then, operating procedure for that type of, like, the industry that is around all that.
What was the question that got you thrown out?
I asked if they were keeping keeping track of the different licenses, or if they were only using things that were under a certain license.
Right.
And what was the answer? You've been kicked?
The answer was I got kicked.
Who kicked you? Did Cloud 2 kick you?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
He didn't want it turning into a licensing holy war. And I was like, dude, I was just going to offer to keep track of the list.
Yeah.
But But then I comically left in protest after I rejoined.
You're like, fuck you guys, I'm going home.
And I just emoted and said I was leaving in protest.
Well, before you play us out, Dan, can I mention something about the Southeast Lane Express again?
That's it for this week. We'll see you guys. Go ahead, Dave Yates, of course.
If all goes well, we'll have the registration up tonight. We're awesome. In the process of doing that right now. So tonight you'll be able to, you can already reserve your room, but tonight, hopefully, I'd say 99% chance we're going to have registration up tonight.
Sweet.
We met as a group last night at the hotel, and right now we're looking at between 40 and 60 speakers. We're going to have, we're looking at 5 speaker tracks on Saturday and 3 on Sunday. Sunday we're going to have 2-hour in-depth tracks, 3 tracks, 2 hours. Each speaker will have 2 hours to speak.
2 hours?
We're
going to
have a UbuCon. Yep. We're going to have a UbuCon on Friday and Sunday. We're going to have a Drupal Camp on Sunday. Those are both free events. We're going to have a Fedora Activity Day on Sunday. That's a free event, and we're going to have a BSDA certification test proctored on Friday for $75.
There you go.
And then the event itself on Saturday and Sunday. So we're aiming high this year.
That's awesome, Dave. Wish I could go.
Are you not going to be there?
All right. Let me ask you a question. I submitted a talk proposal, and the response I got was, what do you want? I don't know what to say.
That's the response you get?
I got like, looks like we'll have 5 simultaneous 1-hour tracks on Saturday.
Yeah, I got the same one back then.
3 simultaneous 2-hour in-depth tracks on Sunday. Do you have a preference? Then it says we're having a half a dozen dedicated BOF rooms. Or am I interested in a BOF? Well, what do I respond to that? I'll take them all? Sure, sign me up for 5 1-hour tracks. 3 simultaneous 2-hour tracks. And a...
I'm not sure. I'll check into that. I know we've not announced any speakers yet, but we are keeping a list, and we will have been announcing them at a later date, of course. But
yeah,
I'll check into that, because if you submitted a paper and don't know how to respond to the email you get back, that's not good.
Well, no, all I'm saying,
I don't know
is
that you need to respond back.
He kind of said...
He made us the information.
Yes, if I do have a preference or if I'm interested in a BOF, I mean, I would assume that he's just kind of feeling out what people would like to do.
Probably. He probably wants to know if you have a preference for Sunday or Saturday or in-depth talk or a regular length talk, or if you want to do a BOF as well.
Now, I got 2 questions for you.
Okay.
2 questions. One, well, maybe it'll be more, but... Now, when you say there's 5 simultaneous 1-hour tracks on Saturday, does that mean you have 5 tracks going on simultaneously for an hour? And how many of those will be going on throughout the day? Like, is that 5 talks at the same time, or is that there's 5 1-hour talks? But
there are going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 talks in 5 separate tracks going on separately, not counting keynotes. So I have a morning keynote and an evening keynote, and then between those there will be 6 different 1-hour talks in 5 different simultaneous tracks.
So there's going to be 30 talks
sense.
On Saturday. 32 with the keynotes.
And
I'm assuming that the same thing is happening on Sunday, but they're 2-hour tracks, and there's only 3 of them. So
Sunday there will be
15.
It won't be all day on Sunday. I think we're looking at 12 on Sunday.
Well, you have 3 tracks, 2 hours apiece, at 6 rooms would be 18.
On Sunday? No, I think Sunday we're looking at 3 tracks, 4 talks in each track.
2 hours in length each.
All right, so that's a total of four talks, that's a total of 6 hours on Sunday. And okay, so it's taking place on Saturday and Sunday, right?
Yeah, and there'll be stuff to do on Friday as well, but we've sort of grown past the 2 days that we're advertising, so technically it's the 11th, 12th, and the 13th, but...
So, is there something going on Sunday night?
Proper will be the 12th. I don't know yet, because I don't know when you do the after party. Do you do it on Saturday night or do you do it on Sunday? I think we're still debating that. Because, I mean, I would assume, you know, Sunday, you know, people probably want to go home, but, you know, I don't know. We may have the after party Sunday night.
Because that poses an interesting question, because that means if the after party is Saturday, Sunday night, more than likely you would have to stay over Sunday night, so that increases the days from two nights to three nights compared to last year.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So you get in on Friday, stay Friday night, Saturday, Sunday night, and get out on Saturday or Monday.
Yeah. You're free to do that.
Now, how much does it cost to stay at Casa del Yates?
That's 90 miles away, by the way. Just thought I'd tell you that.
It's only an hour and a half.
I'm going to be staying at the Marriott. There'll be nobody here except my wife, and I think she'll have the door locked.
We'll bring Clot, too.
You're going around, yeah.
That's not nice. All right, so...
They walked into that one.
That up,
All right, Dave. Thank you very much.
Dave,
now,
you're welcome.
Just a quick poll. For all you guys out there, when you respond to an email, do you top post, bottom post, or thread it?
Top post.
Top post.
In line.
Usually top post.
Yeah, top post.
Link?
Went to
bed. My response is on the bottom.
I know.
So, Link posts on the bottom.
That's what you're
supposed to do. Everybody else posts on the top, and I thread.
What do you say, thread? Is that like...
I'll answer a paragraph, and that's okay. So it doesn't.
If I inline, I put something at the top that says inline reply. Usually. Sometimes.
Not me, man.
Just mix it up.
That's too much. Too much work.
I'm still trying to figure out all this etiquette for it, because until a month ago, I had never used a mailing list.
I was talking
really?
About a mailing list, but...
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you serious?
I had never used a mailing list.
That was my only interaction with the Linux community for... Oh,
years.
I don't know, from... Yeah, 94 till 2005, maybe? 10 years.
Yeah, I didn't know how one worked at all.
Wow. Young whippersnapper?
Well, no, it was...
You know,
I've
newspaper
always
stuff.
Hated email. I've always hated email.
Okay.
I thought it was the most inefficient way to do anything other than send people spam. This is the only thing it's good for.
Usenet. I got a friend at work. He's actually going to be spending money to get Usenet back. Because he says he can get more stuff off Usenet pirate videos.
Get it back. His provider cut it out?
They don't have the feed news groups that he wants with all the pirated videos.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, there's services where you can pay.
Yeah.
I've been paying for it for years. News groups.
Who do you pay?
Easy News.
What service?
It's a company called...
I thought about that, because I was using...
Yeah,
it was this program I was using.
They don't care. So your provider probably doesn't carry some of the binary groups. So
doesn't carry any of them.
Mine carries a lot of them, but it just it caps Mine you on to. Bandwidth.
Yeah.
Well, it, when it was carrying stuff, now like I said, most of them are gone. On it, it had like a 1 day retention. So I mean, you couldn't get anything. It got to a point where it was just unusable.
Too much spam.
I've been with the same provider the entire time I've been on the internet, and when I first signed up with them, all there was, this was, I think Mosaic had just come out, all there was like Gopher and Usenet and FidoNet. I think Mosaic had just come out.
Play us out, Dan.
Oh, Dan, play us out.
All right.
I got a long day tomorrow, so play us out.
All right, here's your song of the week from Brad Sucks called Sick as a Dog. Did you ever play this, Dave Yates?
Yep.
Well, we're riding on Dave Yates' coattail.
What coattail? He has a show in months.
That's right.
It'll be one next week.
Oh, okay. As if you're even in my podcatcher anymore. You are.
Last couple of things. Number one, I just posted a poll in our forum. Be interested to see how do you respond in emails. Don't have any. I never heard any interesting tech stories from anybody else. Nobody ever emailed us that stuff. Emailed us other things, but not interesting tech stories. We'd love to hear those or post them in the forum. And that's all I have. We have a guest next week, do we not?
Yep, from Dave Yates.
Yep.
Dave Yates hooked us up with Tara Spalding from Groundwork. And we look forward
that's
to
right.
that. So, and thank you, everybody. And next week will be the 3rd. Link, your birthday's on the 6th. Or is it the 4th?
Saturday,
it's
isn't
on
it?
The 9th.
It's actually on the 9th?
It's on the 9th,
old
but
man.
We're having everybody get together on the 6th. Everybody's invited.
Oh, dude.
I didn't send personal
Sorry,
invitations
ain't coming.
To anybody who's out of state, so, you know. But, you know, if you're out of state and you want to come, come.
You never
so I expect
word.
You to be there, Dave Yates.
Hit the tiki bar, right?
That's right, man.
I wish
you better
could
bring
come.
Him a cigar too.
You could drive up with Dan. I'm sure he wants someone to help him smoke his upholstery on his car.
Yes.
What's that?
You're not going, are you, Dan?
Maybe. If I go, will you go?
Gee.
Am I going, Link?
You're going.
How do you know if I'm going?
Because you're staying here, that's why.
Oh, so you know. See, that's the thing. I didn't know if it was a surprise.
No, it's not a surprise party.
Yeah, I'm going.
She said it
I'm
to
going
to
be there.
She said it to the tech show list. So Link saw it, of course.
I didn't know. I'm going to be there. I'm driving up. Of course I'm
the one that
up.
Told her
yeah.
to send it. I wanted to have, you know, I wanted to go out with a bang, send everybody, all my friends come and... We'll go to the tiki bar and have a good time.
Yeah, both of them will be there, right?
That's right.
All your friends, huh? I'm going to be 40 next year.
Everybody that loves me will be there. Alan Wait, and Dan and my mom.
who just said that they'll be 40 next year?
I will.
Oh, that's you. I can't tell if it's 3:30 or you.
Yeah,
wow.
The 39th is 40, the 4th
yeah,
of
right.
April.
I tell you.
Alan's going to be pushing 60 what this year? 63?
No, 40's
ding,
ding, ding,
ding, ding. 40 what?
Hey,
Pat, how old are you? 38?
I'm 40.
43?
You're 40, Pat. Holy crap.
You're 40. Yep.
How old are you, Alan?
47. Well, I'll be 46 now. I'll be 47 and 8.
Alan's the old guy in the room.
Yeah, I'll be 44 this year.
Whoa, Dave Yates, you're old. I think
There's
Chad and I
really
are the same age. Or maybe Chad's a little younger.
How old's Art?
Art? Art's dead.
Art.
He might as well.
Sounds like
really
he's 70.
Old. Art's like 93.
He went to school with Dirk.
With Dirk?
Art went to school with Dirk. I love it.
Alright. Saying my AARP subscription coming soon. Like, yep.
Easy for you to say.
I know, yeah. There's just some
discount.
Words that just don't work real good.
Discount?
Gold Buckeye card in Ohio.
This means I'll get hotel rooms cheaper, that's all.
Exactly.
And my meals.
Get us a discount.
I'll get my meals cheaper, too.
Sweet. All right, well, I better play us out because Alan's got
to
get his sleep so he can get home for the early bird special tomorrow. At the
gotta get his sleep on.
Damn right, man. I won't miss that for early bird.
All right, here is Brad Sucks, sick as a dog. Thank you for listening, and we'll see
thanks
you next
for listening,
week.
Everybody.
Good night.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Taken out and beaten down and covered up and down with cement. Saying hello on the down low. Religions and guns and ammo. In my mind, I made my mind up. I don't mean to take your time up. In my heart, I know the real trick. Baby, I know that you make me sick. Sick as a dog.
Hey, it's Deep Geek. Please come check out my podcast for my take on all things geeky. You can find us at www.talkgeektome.us. That's www.talkgeektome.us. Thank you.
Just Talk Geek to Me.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
Yeah. And that's this week's show.
Hey.
What? 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 What?
Nothing.
Oh. Well, that's this week's show, Joel. 3:30 still on? Nope. Is Pat still on?
Nope. I'm still here.
All right. Look at that, huh? That's it for
Daddy
this
has
week.
A gun. wish I could hear that.
I know, I'm trying to figure out what the heck is going on, because the audio is coming out, it's just not coming into the system for some reason. It's these sound cards. Maybe I need to get a new
bad
sound.
Mixer board? Bad sound card?
No, it's not the mixer, that's the problem. Because I can have the... It's not. I got to figure out what's going on with this crap. I will eventually get to it, and you will get your audio back. I mean, the setup didn't change for how long, and now all of a sudden it just doesn't play. It's just stopped in the middle. I don't know. I'm not going to make any more excuses. I'm just going to shut this shit down and get it off.
Jezebel has some good iPad stuff. iPad humor. Very funny.
Well, enough of the iPad. Hugs and kisses.
Anyway.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, testing 1, 2, 3. Defective by design. Say something, 3:30.
Aloha.
All right, that's good. All right, let me see here. So that's defectivebydesign.com. Right? Oh. No, it goes to org.
Okay. I'd never tried it the other way, so I wasn't sure what you were going to get. Dude, they were out there with, like, big-ass signs and a guy that was dressed up like Steve Jobs. Like, he had the jeans and the turtleneck and everything.
Uh-huh.
It was damn funny.
Howdy, howdy.
How you doing there, Pat?
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Oh, I'm great, man. How you doing?
All right.
So, Pat, was the line at the Moscone Center cold?
No,
how much you love Apple.
No, it wasn't cold. You know why it wasn't cold?
Because yeah, VIP.
Apple was distributing pre-warm tubes of KY jelly.
And that's what sets them apart from Microsoft.
Because they care.
Microsoft would bring them in a cooler pack with dry ice. And then look like, what's wrong? It works.
The iPad vibrates in 6 different modes for ultimate pleasure.
Okay, so they have a little... If you go to defectivebydesign.org and you look at the picture there that says, come see our latest restriction. Is that supposed to be a euphemism for a jit rag there? It looks an awful lot like...
No, Apple's... I don't even remember what Apple's thing... Because they exactly ripped off the announcement thing that Apple put out. Let me find a picture of it. It said, come see our newest something or other. I don't even remember what it said now.
Creation
or
something?
I've seen it.
Yeah, creation.
See what we created?
It just said, come bask in our glory.
So what's their petition really going to do?
Probably nothing at all.
All right. But I want to know now.
I mean, there's lots that we could talk about this. I've got a few zingers. I mean, Alan actually posted a funny spoof that was on Mad TV from a few years
yeah,
back.
Yeah, I saw that.
iPad. Did you see that? That was funny. That was good. And that's coming from an Apple guy.
I'd say the funny thing is there's ebooks on it now, And what did they call the ebook store? The iBook store. Like they haven't had that one out before.
Let me ask you, when did frickin' Apple get a monopoly on fucking I, the letter I?
Well, see, that's the thing is, they didn't. Because there's a million...
If somebody comes out with a product that's I-something, you know they'll fucking sue the shit out of them.
They try, but they tried, like, early on, and failed miserably. Like, the courts were just like, you can't just trademark a letter. We don't care where the hell you put it.
Why not?
Well, that's what Apple said.
Why not?
Steve Jobs cried and pissed his iPad.
Well, the bigger version of the iPad is the MaxiPad.
The bigger version of the iPad is called a notebook.
Well, Steve says that notebooks aren't good at anything, netbooks. We got to talk about this.
We can't let this go by.
We can't let this go by.
I wouldn't want to.
Exactly, the iPhone XL. It's like, what the fuck, man?
You know who's out buying one right now? Let's see if if he emailed us, and I won't be in tonight. I won't be on the show tonight. Actually, I haven't checked my email.
He's at the Apple store down in King of Prussia.
Yeah.
And Al's at the Allentown store.
A buddy of mine's pumped for it.
And Joel's waiting to get his in the mail so he can review it. Right, yeah. Joel? That must be Link who just popped on.
It's loud.
No. Chad.
You're really loud.
Chadley.
I'm really loud?
Yeah, you are.
Really?
But you got good audio. It sounds good.
You got a fan going on in the background?
Yeah, you can hear background noise.
Are you in a
really?
Server room? Do you have your mic boost on? Are you running?
What's a mic boost?
It's a product you can buy for Apple for $700.
Yeah, an iBoost.
Oh no, 3:30's on here today? Alright, I'll see you guys later.
Oh, come on man, there was an Apple announcement. Of course I'm on here. So Chad,
I'm not quite...
Do you have your iPad ordered?
I was just about to say, I'm not quite sure I can stand his obnoxiousness today. So thanks for proving my thoughts as I was thinking them.
The new version that they're going to release is the MaxiPad.
I'll be honest, if it played Hulu, I'd buy one. But the fact that those fucking things don't run Flash drive me crazy.
Well, Apple hates Flash. They don't like them at all. I mean, everybody hates Flash, but you know it's an
but
evil.
But you need
it's an evil necessity of the internet, you know.
Yeah.
Dude, Microsoft put out a tablet. Well, Microsoft and HP put out a tablet. They did. There's a CES.
Is that the one? Is that the one where it's a laptop and then you pull it out and then it's like a Linux-based tablet?
No, that was...
Actually, that's the Lenovo. That's actually pretty cool, but again, you're talking like $1,100. I'm liking the $499 price tag, I really am. I mean, that's where I want tablets to be.
Let me ask you, where does this fit? If you've got a netbook, you've got a smartphone, and you've got a laptop.
Well, if you've got all that shit, I guess it doesn't fit anywhere.
If you've got all that shit, you have the money to buy this anyway.
I mean, to me, it's a netbook replacement. Actually, to me, it's more of a reading device replacement. Like, I could totally chill and read a book on that thing, no doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't get one because, like I say, first of all, the fact that you have to use iTunes for everything on those fucking things drives me crazy. And the second thing is the Flash. I just can't take that. I can't watch Hulu on those things.
It does seem like a perfect pairing, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Chilling on your couch, you want to pop open Hulu and watch a TV show? You can't even do that. I mean, they didn't bring that up at the fucking thing, did they?
Well, they're a bunch of fucking drones with those things.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. Dude, Apple actually told the security people at the Moscone Center to keep an eye on the Defective by Design team. Like they're some kind of terrorists or something.
Well, they're a bunch of hooligans who don't know their place in the world, and they should shut their mouths. Freedom has no place at an Apple convention. Thank you.
Am I still really loud, or am I better? Like, what's my...
We're used to you now, so I don't know.
Yeah. You sound good, though. I mean, it's a good
I turned the microphone
quality.
Down, so...
You sound like, really crisp.
You can still hear fans?
What is that in the background, though? It does sound like a fan.
I just stepped into the laundry room, so let me step out before we start dogging on people's audio.
So, I'm going to hang up, then.
Wait.
If you can really hear a fan. And see if it's actually me.
No, it's fine. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. Look, believe me. Wait till Link and Joel come on. If Link's got his laptop plugged in, we're all doomed.
That's weird, though. That's weird. How about now? Is that better?
Now you're low.
Now you're low.
Well, we can hear you.
No, you got to turn yourself up. But you got to turn yourself up. I don't know what you did, but you turned yourself way down.
I broke myself?
Not that bad.
Yeah, but what's coming through the recording is not picking up too well. Yeah.
It's still bad?
You were better the other way.
I'm okay now?
You were better the other way a little bit. Hold on. Let me see what I can do.
I put it back.
Let me see what I can do here. All right, Tess, go ahead, talk.
I love Dan.
I know you do, but that's not gonna help us get through this.
I want an iPad so I can put it in my private parts.
Well, it's more intimate than a laptop. I'm telling you, man, they were distributing warm tubes of KY jelly to freaking everybody there.
It sounds like a feminine device where you can load your MP3s on it and listen to it while you bleed.
That's inappropriate.
we're not on yet, right?
Because my wife said almost the exact same thing. If you
That's
were friends
what it
with her
like.
On her phone, she said, iPad. Was there not a single woman on this marketing team to explain why this maybe was not a great name choice?
Exactly.
Clearly, there's no fans of Mad TV on that freaking company.
There are no fans of Mad TV.
It had occasionally a funny skit.
I liked Mad TV back in the day.
Everyone?
Caliendo. I saw Caliendo live once. He was very funny.
Wait, Brian... that's Brian... I was going to say Brian Gibbs. You know what? Who the hell are these people on this Facebook here that they want to befriend me? Like, who is this Brian Hunt guy? I don't know. Do I know a Brian Hunt?
Mike Hunt?
Yeah, we'll see who else he's friends with.
Yeah, okay. No, he's got a GNU. He's got a GNU on his front thing, so...
There you go.
That works for me. Now,
you guys hear me?
Am I better now? Am I back with the sound quality or what?
Yeah, you're fine.
Yes, we can hear you, Link.
Okay.
We hear you.
Turn yourself up, Link.
I can't. This is it, man.
All right, turn yourself off, Link. We had enough of you already.
Okay.
Try sound.
We hear you, Al.
That's good.
Oh, I didn't know shit my dad says has a Facebook account. How you doing, Alan?
Okay. Too bad.
Hot chicks. Dun, 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 dun. Hot chicks. Hot chicks on Facebook. Speaking of hot chicks on Facebook, wonder what Claudio's sister's doing. Da 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 da. Hey, have you seen her latest picture on Facebook? I tell you what, she's looking really good.
Who's this?
Claudia's sister.
Claudio M's sister. Oh. She's looking... Her latest picture is really good. I give it two thumbs up.
Why did Anon ask me for the SIP call-in info?
I think he wants to.
I think Anon wants to get on.
He PM'd me, that silly little monkey.
Yeah, join the club.
I have a question, maybe one of you guys can answer. Maybe Link, he might be more familiar with this, I don't know.
42.
Now I'm playing favorites. What happened to Easy News?
42.
What's Easy News?
I used to use Easy News as my Slackware repository, as my Arch repository, and the past couple of times I tried to update from Easy News, it's refused, so I was just wondering what happened to
it. It was hard.
I like Naked News a lot better.
Well, okay,
yeah, that's good.
Absolutely no help whatsoever.
was that the one with the Russian chicks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That's good.
Also hard, in a different way.
Dan doesn't like that kind of stuff because that's a heterosexual kind of site. You
know? Exactly. It's not deviant enough for him.
There's no horses involved or, you know.
You know what? Contrary to popular optics. Belief, I have not gone to a sexually deviant site in a long time, barring Lemon Tuna Mouth.
You know, you're not even allowed to mention that in the Cranks channel
anymore. We don't believe you, Dan. That's just it, you know?
Well, you don't have to. You can come over here and look at my browser history.
Dude, I know you know how to clear your browser cache.
Every time you
exit. That's what private browsing mode is for.
Exactly. Porn mode.
I'll tell you what, though. I've been really digging on Google Chrome.
I agree, man. It's awesome. It's fucking awesome. It's so freaking fast, man.
I might switch to it as my default browser. I don't know.
I've pretty much done that already.
I really like Midori, but damn, Google Chrome is
Chrome or
it's awesome. Chrome.
Chromium.
I've been using Chrome. I've been using Chromium too. But
I've tried Chrome.
Are you sure it's Chrome?
Flash and no Java on Chrome, right?
No, it works.
If you're using it on Linux, it's
Chrome works.
Because right? Someone else is building it.
No.
There's a Google one. You get the PPA from Google for Ubuntu.
Yeah, but that's Chromium. They're using
the
source.
Chrome has some close stuff in there. I think that's what it is.
No, this is. I have Chromium and Chrome.
I have both of them too.
I have Chrome too, but it doesn't. I don't think it does Java. I thought there was some kind of thing where it didn't do
Java.
Does
Flash.
How do you know if it does Java?
There's a Java test site that you can go to.
Oh, I know a Java site. I can do 192.168.0. Yeah, there it is. Let me try the, I'm going to try. No, you know what? Actually, it does do Java because I use it. That was one of the only browsers when my web access for VMware was funky. Chrome was one of the only browsers that would work consistently.
That's weird.
So it does do Flash.
Huh?
I mean, it does do
it
Java.
Says I'm running Java version 1.6.0_16 from Sun Microsystems. Maybe it's Flash in it. But no, Flash works, right?
No, Flash works hard.
Flash definitely works.
Yeah, Flash works. Go to redtube.com. See all the Flash you want. And it won't... I wonder if it's less prone to crashing. Let's find out.
I've not had it crash with Flash at all. I have had it crash, but it's been a while.
Where's a good site to do a Flash test to make sure?
RedTube.com. YouTube's got Flash.
Also, one that I used to have a lot of problems with is Ustream.
23-year-old Capri.
I'm back.
Was over at a friend's house.
Yeah, Ustream.
But with,
and poof,
with Chrome, I don't have any issues with it.
Pound, 2 ounce baby boy. Shit, this bitch is f***ing crazy. I'm telling you, bitch, you are f***ing. You're insane.
Chrome is awesome. I'm loving it.
All the YouTube stuff is Flash-based, right?
Yep.
It's actually H.264.
But it's in a Flash wrapper.
Yeah, but it's H.264.
Well, as long as the flash base is a wrapper, then I can make sure that it works.
Yeah, flash works. I'm playing it right now. And enough of that. Oh, wait, it's still playing.
It won't stop.
It gives me the gushy goose.
Ow! You know, maybe it was a couple versions ago or something that I checked and Java wasn't working or something.
It's possible, man. This stuff is moving so fast, so quickly, you know.
Was not, you know, one of them wasn't working when I first was playing with Chrome. Because I never tried Chromium. Everybody was running Chromium and the alpha version of Chrome from Google.
I'm running both.
And then they went to beta and I had to reinstall.
How y'all doing?
I haven't touched a
single. Oh my god!
Oh my god!
What's up?
I wasn't saying oh my god in happiness there. Good lord, can you turn down your volume? You're like, you know what? Now I understand why Gorkon yelled at you this week.
My volume's high, is that what you're saying?
Alright, there you go. That's a little bit. Holy crap.
It's a little thing tech show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the gas, you should get up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies.
If a partner from Google was courting you, would you go for it?
Who? What?
A headhunter from Google.
Oh.
Yeah, why not?
Hell yeah.
Make sure you get access to the pool.
Depends on what I was doing.
Yeah, I have to say the same thing that Chad did.
Hell yeah!
Get some free Nexus action going there, dude.
Mm.
Well, are you going out to the Googleplex?
Answer that question on the grounds it may incriminate me.
Okay.
If
we'll take some good pictures
listens.
When you go out there.
Yeah.
Oh, Link. Oh, Link. Two in the pink, one in the stink.
Well, let's just say, and I, you know, I know people keep asking me this all the time, because I mentioned that I get headhunters that call me at work and email me several times a week for jobs and stuff like that, and people are always asking, well, how do you get a good Linux job? And I always tell them, you know, get your Red Hat certification and stick it up. But I literally have sometimes some high-dollar people chasing me around on LinkedIn and stuff.
Hey, I would say go for it. At least to see what they're offering.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I wouldn't turn them down without talking to them.
It just depends on what it is.
Oh, I'll be right back.
What I would like to do is go on a talk circuit, you know? And get paid good money to go do presentations.
Yeah, you and me both.
Floating around the world.
You know, at places like the Southeast Linux Fest, for instance.
Dude.
But you know, they haven't offered me
anything.
Community
manager's position open. Joe Zonker stepped down as the OpenSUSE community manager.
Mm. Really? I hadn't heard that.
Yep.
Nate is leaving.
I hadn't heard that. I heard about Joe, but I didn't hear about Nate.
I heard Nate was leaving SUSE.
Oh, poor
Nat Friedman, he's leaving.
Yep.
Gonna take a year off,
Nat
travel
Friedman
around a bit, and then
going.
Start another show. Another company.
Zeus is dying that slow death.
Well, it's the same thing happens to most people when you buy up their startup. Because they stick around for a while, and then they just kind of lose interest and bail.
That whole SUSE dying a slow death thing, that happens to me every time I try to install it.
Yeah, no doubt.
I know there are some people that love that, man, but I have never had a successful SUSE install on the first try, ever.
Really?
Not on the first try.
I think the last time I installed SUSE was like version 5 or something.
Mm.
It was a long time ago.
It's just it's a monster thing, man. But I never had one successful one on the first try, and it's starting to piss me off a little bit. Like I have all kinds of limitations. Get up your ass. Ain't no funny daddies that'll get bad. Wanna let me install them with Unet booting? Because it doesn't have a CD-ROM driver or anything, this laptop. But one of the distributions is SUSE refuses to install with Unet booting. I don't know why. And so does PC Linux OS.
Does it?
But everything else is, CentOS is on there. I got Red Hat on there. I've got Fedora and Slackware 13 and Linux Mint and all kinds of crap. If you don't like the gas, you can stick it up your ass. Not sure. Ain't no funny daddies.
Hello.
How you doing, Joe?
Hello. How am I sounding?
We got a full house tonight.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Got a blue Yeti I'm using tonight.
Blue Yeti?
Yes.
What is a blue Yeti, sir?
It is a microphone from Blue Microphones.
Sounds
awesome.
Great.
Thank you. I've got it adjusted right now.
it sounds good, and I think that you need to send it to me for further testing, and I'll tell you why. The reason why is that I really dig cryptozoology. In fact, all my machines are named after cryptozoological characters. And Yeti is one of my machines, as a matter of fact.
You know the best part of this, Mike? Got a nice mute button right on the front of it.
Cool.
So I don't have to use it. Yeah, I don't.
Well, it sounds good. So yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to. It's got like a changeable pattern. I got the cardioid on there now, but I can do like a stereo pattern. There's a pattern where you put it. THX certified too. So
sweet.
Yeah. We were really lucky. They actually sent a Gear Diary, two of them.
That means you can send me one to review, right?
Nah, Larry Greenberg's got the other one.
Yes.
Sitting here blowing our load. Like gas, you can
get up your ass. Oh, hey, Jay.
Ain't no funny.
I sort of forgot to call him this week to work on the mixing issues, and I apologize for that.
Oops. The iPad,
don't jump the gun.
I won't.
Don't. No.
No, I won't. It's sexy, that's all I want to say right now.
We already
talked about it. Just wrote on the show.
Well, the stream do this,
yeah. Oh, hold on.
NIC.org/linuxthink.net. Bound to show. Just sit right there, go together, just about to begin.
No.
I'm
any of your recipes in the wiki?
Tech Show, and that's fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your...
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 10. Somebody speak.
Hello, hello, hello.
Speak.
All right, just the last bit of words here that I can say is for some reason, and I don't know why, the audio will not come back through like it used to, like something, and it's, I don't think it's the mixer, because I can hear it,
Pebcat.
I can't feed it back through to us. It's coming out of the speakers, and I try taking that speaker and pumping it through where the input is, and even that doesn't cut it. So...
Down there.
I thought that's what you did. I thought you cut it.
No, not yet.
Lord. Yes, we do have to talk about that thing.
Thank you.
And we'll talk about it later. I don't care. It's cool.
Alright. I will start us off.
Down
what?
Huh?
Alan? Well, like, ours in a road trip. We go down and fix the mixer for you.
Yeah, you can do that. Gotta make sure I play the
Come
text.
On, Dan. Get your head out of your ass.
Hey, hey, hey.
It's time for the show. Hurry the fuck up. I got things to do.
Yeah.
Keep going.
You know what? We're going to have
good.
To cut that out and play it. All right, here we go.
About to get your ass at the Gear Jam song?
Yeah. You're not
yes, please.
We got about a minute of stuff to promo, and you're not going to hear it again, so just mute yourselves. Especially you, Gorkon.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Okay, 5,